Garbage Gazette. Knowledge was the real treasure all along. Once at Ginger's, the crew bluffed their way inside by pretending to be the band. They met with Captain Don, who did not have the necklace on hand, but who offered her help. Before they could leave, an old face appeared in the crowd. Watt, determined to get revenge, challenged Chuckles to a duel. The two fought, and with the help of his friends, managed to beat the bourgeoisie and leave him in pain. The crew went to the warehouse where the necklace was being held. With agility, strength, and luck, Chuckles and Squish made their way upstairs. The captain took a less direct approach, luring out the two guards, blasting them with fire, and then running inside.
And rocks.
I think what you did was you threw rocks at a barrel, and the barrel exploded.
Sounds like something I would do.
A battle commenced between the garbage boys and the ministry. Eventually, they were able to enter the office where the treasure was being held. Inside, they found the Magufin, gold, a map leading to the captain's ship. Now the crew must decide their next steps. Can the captain find his ship? Do they tempt the void sea and search out the treasure? Will Baz even allow them to leave the city? I guess we'll find out, won't we?
He better.
Hopefully not. I don't really want to find out. I just want to live in peace. I never hurt nobody.
I mean, you did hurt a lot of people. You hurt a man named Watt, specifically.
And he had a pretty cool glove when you did it.
Yeah, you blew him up.
I didn't blow him up. That was exaggerated.
Yeah, but the exaggeration is you blew him up.
But I mean, tomato, tomato, I would say. But now, what is this picture on the wall? This is some kind of ghost?
Wasn't it the fire demon?
That was the fire demon you had access to. Now, you did let him go in the warehouse. Yeah. And as far as I'm aware, you did not summon him back. So he is currently
gone.
In other news, just to round out everything that happened. You guys got some money. You found quite a bit of gold in that treasure. So you now have 6 coin. On you.
Divided amongst the 3 of us or 6 each?
You have 6 all together. So like as a group, you have 6 divided between the 3 of you. So like however you want to split it up, you can. You currently have 2 spaces for coin in your treasury in your fort. So I don't how however you guys want to split that up.
I got to start spending some coin.
I mean, I'll take 2 coin. We got 6 from that adventure.
Yeah, because there was also gold in that treasure chest.
Oh, we just stuffed our pockets full of gold and ran out.
Yeah, so you have the equivalent of 6 coin, which is a pretty good haul. Like that's really decent.
That's really really good. Should we split it up? I don't know. What should we buy?
Might have
something?
To go into the stash because I don't have any more space.
Well, we only have 2 in the stash, right?
Yeah.
You only have 2 spots available, so you have 2 currently in there. You can put 2 more coin in.
I thought the stash seems like it has a lot more than just 2. In the pop out sheet.
Where?
On the character sheet, there's like, no, on just the individual character, there's like a bunch, there's the stash, but I don't know what that, is that supposed to be your stash?
Oh. Are you talking about in your own stash?
Is that my own stash?
Yeah, so in the way the stash works is that, so you can have 4 coin on hand. And then the rest goes into your stash, and then you can take some out. The stash is like not easily accessible to you within the group itself, though. Like you guys as a group have 2 coins that you have stashed away, so you can hold 2 more, and then if you want, or individually, you guys can hold more. So, like, Captain, you have 5 coin available total.
Yeah.
Squish has got 8.
Holy crap. I only have 2. I bought
Chuckles
stuff.
Chuckles has 2. And then you have another 2, like, in reserve.
Should we just add to the stash?
I think we should buy something for the garbage.
Don't we need a navigation system?
I think you're working on that.
I thought that was the tinker.
You and the tinker were working on it together. You were creating essentially sales bay. You and Charles Xander were working on it. You were making some sort of navigational system. I think you'd settled on like sails and like a steering mechanism.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so that's like a project that you're working on, and you have 3 out of 4 steps done.
So let's do more. Let's do more steps.
Do more steps. Give me 3 steps.
Your favorite song.
Sorry. Okay, so one thing that'll be your long-term project, Captain, will be to finish navigation.
But I don't want to finish navigation. I want it to be known because I want to use the garbage to get to my ship.
Not okay. Exactly a surprise.
What? So do you want to use the rest of your coins just to do that? To finish it?
I mean, are you going to roll for it?
So normally for the projects, you roll for it and it's something you work towards. But I guess if you just want to pay for it, you could.
It's up to you. What do you think?
No, it's up to you. It's up to you 3.
What do you guys think?
I mean, if he pays for it, he still gets his 2 downtime activities? Or if we pay for it?
So it's basically whether we're going to pay for it in coins or pay for it in downtime.
I mean, I guess I'll just do it in downtime because I don't know. I'm not sure because I don't want to rush the game or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. So yeah, that's what you'll do during downtime is you'll finish the navigation. How do you want this money spent? How do you want it split up? I got 6 coin burning a hole in my pocket, and I want to give it to you guys.
Let's just do it 2 apiece, then.
Yeah, I think we should just do 2 apiece.
Okay. But still, we really ought to buy stuff, I think, is kind of... I mean,
right.
It doesn't really do us any good just holding on to it. I don't know about everyone else. I guess I'm not really sure what we can buy. I guess we're getting a navigation we're going to do the boat thing. We don't use items a lot, really. Like, I don't really want a gun or, you know,
I want a gun.
Well,
I'm working on one. Yeah.
You are working on one. Yeah. Okay, well then everybody just toss 2 coins, whether it's in your stash or just your coin holding, whichever.
All right. I'll just hold it on. Done.
Good?
Yep.
Okay, and then you all earned... you all earned 5 XP for that last mission.
Hell yeah.
I can read the specifics for you if you want.
Yes.
Chuckles, you had 1 for Tinker, 1 for Wreck, 1 for an Epic Nut Punch, 1 for a Basket Hide, and 1 for Prowl. Squish, you had 1 Hunt, 1 Sway, another Sway, 1, I think this says Fire Hose. No, that can't be right.
What did I do with the fire hose?
No, that's not right. 1 hunt, 1 tinker, and another hunt. I'm not sure what this says.
I tinkered something?
Yes.
Weird.
Maybe it was a fire hose.
Maybe it was a fire hose. And then, Captain, you had 1 command, 1 wreck, 1 finesse, 1 wreck, and 1 distraction.
The rock distraction.
Wait, didn't we take something last time?
Yeah. Treasure. My treasure map.
No. I thought...
What do you mean, did we take something?
I thought there was like a... We get an additional XP if we did something.
That might be one of your skills. You get it. So you get an extra point if you harm someone that you... If you got payback against someone revenge. That you harm. Yeah.
Okay.
If you got revenge.
Maybe that's what the fire hose is.
Maybe that... I don't think you got revenge on anyone. I mean, Chuckles, I guess, technically did, but it's not revenge on because they hurt somebody that he loved. I mean, except your pride, I suppose.
I mean, Chuckles kind of took revenge on Watt.
I'm not sure. But Watt never actually, like, threatened him.
Yeah, no, I don't really... I'm not really mad at Watt, like...
Yeah, but you've got a rivalry that will match the ages.
Yeah.
I mean, you've turned this nice man who invited us to his nice house to have a nice party, you've turned him into a monster.
Well, he didn't invite you. You guys definitely did sneak in.
That's not how I remember it.
Of course it's not, but it's true.
That's subjective.
I think we got in the back with cigarettes and a long trench coat.
Sounds about right. But he let us in, so there.
Well, go ahead and everyone can give themselves 5 XP as a reminder. All right. That's by your abilities.
All right. I filled it up all the way.
Nice. You can pick another ability.
All right. Tinker.
Am I still stressed and harmed?
Yes. Yes, your XP does not change that. But if you like, you can do some things to reduce your stress. You can also go get some healing done.
I've got, it says here I'm concussed. I've got bruised ribs, stress from a failed jump, mental shock, and fall damage.
Wow, that was a real rough one for you.
How can I have mental shock and concussed?
You're shocked by how concussed you are.
That's right.
So you're also going to heal this downtime? Is that on the plant docket?
Sounds like it.
It's either healing, that or pass out.
Healing and trying to find a way to my ship.
Okay.
Oh, guys, I hope you're not tired of me saying how much I want to find my ship.
I am. I'm already tired of you. You said you've already said it a dozen
three times.
Well... I want to find my shit.
Okay. Other things, as a team, you guys had an additional 5 rep added to your list. You guys made... Yeah, reputation's good. It's like people... You're like local heroes. People really like you. In less good news, your wanted level also went up. You attacked a ministry operation. You didn't blow anything up, allegedly. You didn't blow anything up this time.
No, we blew up the warehouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the warehouse definitely caught on fire.
I lost two spirits.
We blew it up with that boom boom guy. We blew the shit.
Kaboom.
We blew up that warehouse, yeah.
Yeah,
can I call him back? Who's the one I can call back? The fire guy or a boom boom guy?
Hotman.
So you have... You have your own personal Hotman, is your own personal demon that you can call to your aid when you desire. Things. And he can throw fireballs.
Okay.
Yes. But we blew up that warehouse, allegedly.
Yes, you did, allegedly. And then your XP also increased. So that's a little bit higher.
Oh, as a group.
As a group, yep.
Does that mean like we could do cool tricks together, like the Jesse Jackson tumblers?
Not quite. You're one away from leveling up as a group.
Okay.
All right. I think that's everything. Payoff, your team, your rep. Okay. Yeah. So that's all the points to give out. Chuckles, you said you had a new ability. Did you pick one?
Oh, yeah. I added one to my rec because I just feel like I'm a madman.
You're very I like your build. You're very tinker-minded, rec-minded, and have no people skills.
Don't forget, nor attune.
No, nor any attunement. See? Squish. Squish is surprisingly, I think, out of... Well, no, I guess the captain has a little bit more resolve people skills.
Oh, I just found on my sheet there's a thing called demolition tools. Can I buy a shitload of that?
Sure.
How do I...
Is that under, like, your load?
Yeah. Do you have to buy those?
I don't think so. I think you just take... You just say you have them with you.
Well, I have them with me.
Okay.
During a score, not now.
Wait, do
you have them on you now?
Yes.
That's not good for the garbage.
It's not good for the garbage. It's not like it's made out of wood.
You're a madman who likes to blow things up.
Only things that cross me. And also random things I'm visiting for the first time.
And boats and houses. Probably a school, allegedly.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, we did get that guy.
Yeah, okay. So you guys, after a successful and rousing night out, blowing up nuts, blowing up warehouses, finding treasure, finding friends, you stagger back into the garbage, and they're waiting for you, is Tawny and Dee Dee. They've been back. Tawny is looking a little bit better from your attempt to assassinate him, or just kill him, I guess. There's no assassination involved.
Oh,
yeah. And he's sitting there. He's kind of morose looking. He's a little, you know, he's not happy to be there, but he's had a few hours to think about it, and he's resigned himself to being on
our
your
slave.
Crew. Well, I wouldn't say that. I will kill you before it comes to that. But
yeah.
I've been thinking, he says, as you guys go in, and he goes, I've been thinking a lot about my life and where I went wrong and how I ended up here with a monkey. And
he's an ape.
Well, either way, I don't think being with Baz has done me any favors, so I'm in for the long haul. Also, you threatened to kill me. So.
Yeah, that was easy.
Definitely did.
So
you want to join the crew?
I guess, I mean, you don't really seem to have any muscle with you. I guess I think I could be of help here.
Good. You can start paying dues immediately.
Excuse me? What'd you say, Brandon? Sorry.
You can start paying dues immediately.
You're a junior member, not an official full. You don't have voting rights, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you still have a few weeks of hazing to go through.
Yes, and you are count only as 3/5 of a person.
Right. You're basically our intern.
Well, I mean, I was basically Baz's intern, so I guess nothing's really changed.
Man, you are easy to please.
Well, you know, it's not a lot, but it's our life, you know?
I don't
Speaking
know.
Speaking of...
You sound depressed.
Well, my night started with my boss, my old boss, yelling at me and telling me I had to go jump you. And then it proceeded to get my ass kicked. And then I came here, and this place is both incredibly smelly and filthy.
And captivating.
And I don't know if it's just the monkey, or if it's everything, or if it's these piles of onions I found in this corner.
So why don't you clean it up, newbie?
I guess I could.
Yeah, quick complaint.
But what about you? What are you guys doing?
Well, I was just thinking maybe we ought to try to cheer you up. I mean, I'm always looking for an excuse to drink.
You need an excuse?
Yes.
All right. Get the shoes.
Wait, we don't have to bring our own shoes, do we?
Ideally, no, but you should probably wear the shoes you want to drink out of just in case.
No. Let's go to the toad. He has the shoes I like.
The toad?
The toad. The toad!
the Toad. You guys walk into the Toad, and Rigby's there, and he goes, oh, it's been a long time. Where you guys been? I saw you took off from above my roof.
Oh, yeah. We're independent now.
And who's this grumpy-looking bastard? Hey, didn't this guy come in here before? Wasn't he razzing you?
Yeah,
we're
friends.
This is our new intern named Tony.
It's Tony.
He's a prison bitch.
I have been in prison. You were there. You guys were there. Remember?
Yeah, we've all been in prison, except technically, I guess Squish wasn't. He was working
in
there.
In prison, but not in prison.
Well, I mean, I was dressed up like a guard, too. Oh, wasn't that fun?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure you threatened us then.
I definitely tried to frame you.
Now, if this internship is going to work, we're going to have to let bygones be bygones. Now, Toad, get this man your largest shoe and fill it with your cheapest liquor.
Toad reaches down behind the counter, and you see he pulls out basically like a shoe rack. And it's just been a collection of shoes that people have, you know, because people come to the bar, they drink, they leave, they lose their shoes.
It's like a bowling alley.
Sets it on the table and starts picking different shoes and pours you all a drink and hands it over.
I'm not really sure where the shoe thing started, but I guess it's just part of the lore now.
Also, that's not his name. His name is not Toad.
No, but
it's Rigby.
But his last name is Toad.
No, the Toad part. Well, that's a funny story. Well, anyway, have you ever seen a toad that's been stepped on?
No.
A downtrodden toad? Well, it's pretty flat. And they used to say to me, they said, oh, look at that man who's got a face like a stepped on toad.
Wow. Oh, and you named your business after that, huh?
How?
Well, it was memorable.
It was very riveting. Oh, my head hurts. I pass out.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, kind of nudges you, Captain, with his foot. And he goes, oh, your friend doesn't look too good. Should I get my sister? She still owes you guys some free healing.
No.
He's only a little concussed and mentally shocked.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
You've seen her. She's the one with the... Well, her eyes don't look quite right.
Oh, yeah, she's hideous.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, she's got no teeth either, so.
I've got my own healer I want to see.
All right, well, do you want a drink?
Nope, and I get up and run out.
Whoa.
Huh.
Completely baffling.
I look at Chuckles and go, did he? He just said no to a drink?
Yeah, I think he's missing, he's got some brain damage.
I think we should be more worried about that than Tawny's depression.
I'm not interested.
In which one?
Any of it, really. So, I'm gonna, you know, hang out.
Okay. Captain, do you want to enlighten us where you've run off to?
Let me guess. No. He's going to look for his ship.
I know. I have a healer that I ran into right when I first got into town. I want to go to her place.
Okay.
All right. Or his place. Yeah, his place.
I'm sorry. Whoop! That's not right. Do you guys see that?
Yeah. You might have to activate the scene.
Okay. No, good. You shouldn't see that.
Okay. We don't see it.
Good. Good. Very good. Continue. Where are you meeting this person?
It's down the street a little ways, near the shipyard, like not too far away from like the where I washed up when I first came to Duskfall. And it's like in an alley, and it's down into a little basement. It's not too far from here, I don't think. I don't know the map very well. both in character and out of character.
Oh, there is no map.
It's gone.
Okay, so you're in this little back alley, Captain, and you stumble in.
Yeah, and it's like down the stairs, and it's like this like weird like it's like, do you ever see the Batman movie where Joker gets his face worked on? It's kind of like down there.
Have you ever seen that movie, Tiger? Have you seen the Batman movie? The, you know, that one with Michael Keaton?
No.
Andy, have you seen that Batman movie?
I don't even know what a Batman is.
Okay, no, so yeah, you go down this... sorry, that was mean. You go down this little rickety staircase, and you get into this dusty little hole in the wall.
And I'm banging on the door, and, you know, making like kind of bang, 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 you know.
Okay, a woman comes out to the door and kind of slides open the door a little bit, and she glares at you, and she goes, "What do you want?"
I take off my eye patch and say, "It's me! The man you saved when I first got here! I need help!" And I fall over.
This woman looks through the peephole and, like, looks at you, and then backs away a minute. She opens the door, and the door is, like, comically large, you know? She opens just a tiny little bit of it and takes you by your boots and drags you in. She's a middle-aged woman, kind of, you know, dumpy, but, you know, not threatening in any way. Just kind of a lower-class lady, and she brings you inside, Captain. Are you going to roll to be healed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we do get plus one to healing, right?
Yes, you do get plus one. And I'm just trying to remember if it's your highest attribute. Because I always forget. It's not like we've done this 15 times.
Right. These two are always getting hurt.
Yeah.
I keep falling.
I'm not hurt, actually.
Yeah, but you've been hurt before.
Okay.
I've never had to be healed.
Wow, I'm not sure why you have to keep bringing that up.
I'm tough as nails.
You're a demon woman.
Yeah, you're a big fat jerk, too.
Look who's talking.
I haven't done anything to hurt anyone. We've been over this.
Okay, so for healing, it looks like you just roll one, but since you guys get a plus one for your healing, you can roll two.
All right, so just roll... What did I roll?
Just two die.
Two die. Did not roll two die.
You only rolled one.
That's why I just did that. Sorry, I'll do it again.
The result is bad.
Oh my god.
Oh. Six. So that's a critical. You get five segments of healing. So the way that's gonna work, Brandon, is you're gonna give yourself three on this circle.
Three in the what circle?
And then you can reduce one of your harms. So if it's a level one, it disappears. If it's level two, it'd go down to level one. But since you have no more space, you actually just have to get rid of one of the level ones.
So one of the fall damage or the stress from failed jump?
Yeah.
If I get rid of the stress from failed jump, does that get rid of my stress too? Or is that just an injury?
That's just an injury.
I don't know how that happened.
Were you supposed to take stress and you gave yourself stress from a failed jump instead? Did you write that down as your arm?
Maybe. It sounds like something else. All right, I'm getting rid of fall damage. Right. I'm still concussed, though. How do I get rid of the concussion?
You could either use another downtime activity to pay for it, or you can use some of your money and pay for it.
I'm going to use some of my money and pay for it from this lady.
Okay. So you wake up from passing out, and the lady's like looking over at you, and she's kind of glaring at you, and she's like looking in your eyes, and she's like, "You still don't seem right, but only anyone gets one free healing."
All right. Take a look at my stash, and I just pull out whatever coin I have, and it's kind of like, I'm still kind of very concussed, so I'm still kind of out of it. How much is it going to cost to heal?
Well, she's not a very fancy place, so we're going to say it's going to be two coin, one for the healing and one to keep quiet.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so same thing. You roll two again, and then you take your highest.
All right. Hold on. Sorry, I was writing it down.
Okay, so that's two segments. Oh, yeah, you gave yourself the extra ones, right? Yeah, you did. Okay.
So what do I do?
Okay, so you had one before. You added five.
Uh-huh.
So that left you with two more segments. So now you get an additional two.
Okay, so what do I do?
On your circle, you see it?
Yeah.
You give yourself two more segments.
It's now full.
Yeah, so you can now lower one level of stress. Or erase your last one.
One level drop down stress?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the concussion?
So you can either erase stress from failed jump, you can lower bruised ribs, or you can lower mental shock. Although you spelled it metal shock, so that's fun.
I can't lower my stress. How do you do that?
Not your stress. Your harm.
Stress, you got to indulge your vice, which I think is reading books.
All right, so dropping down my bruised ribs, I guess. I'm still concussed.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But you are overall doing better, and, yeah.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the old lady kind of gives you this strange kind of milky tea, and you drink it. And you start to feel better, and she looks at you, and she goes, "That was months ago that I pulled you out of the ocean. What are you doing?"
Githa! Lady Githa! I think I found it. I think I found my ship.
Oh, that thing that you were raving about when I picked you up out of the ocean?
The Kahuna Wave, the finest vessel in the sea.
She kind of makes a face like, "Sounds like a pizza topping, something you'd put on with pineapple."
Sounds delicious. And you could call it any kind of topping you want. I call it perfection on waves. And I finally found it. I found a map back to it. And what's more, Githa, what's more? I remember everything. And
well,
yeah, I get all excited, and I'm like, "How am I looking? Am I looking okay? How's my frock? Can it cover these ribs? Because my ribs are still about level one bruised."
Well, to be honest, you smell the same, so I guess things haven't gone poorly for you.
I did just mix your medicine with my whiskey, so.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better. And you see her, she's kind of like picking up her stuff and like, she kind of is a little weirded out by you. But she's like, so what's next? What do you found your ship. You remembered everything. What's next?
Find my ship, take my lads with me, and begin a new life. On the sea. Or near the port of Duskfall. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out when we get out there. The ship's so fine. What?
When you point away from the dock, which is clearly visible through the window.
Yeah, I'm pointing Don's down towards the city.
Well, I wish you all the best in that, but
just gotta get away from this Baz, fella.
Yeah, well, not that I really am particularly interested, but since you're sitting in my living room, do you know how to sail?
Sail?
I ask because when I found you, you did in fact look like you were drowned, almost drowned. And I don't know, you don't take me as the sailing type.
hither. I was viciously mutinied upon. I was betrayed and thrown off my ship. And yes,
you looking
I'm not a good swimmer. Yeah, I'm like looking, trying to look out the window, but it's like a basement window. Yeah. You know? And when I get my ship back, and when I get with my new crew, my new family, we're going to have so many adventures. Treasures, booty, onions probably for some reason, and all the finest culinary food you can imagine. It's going to be great.
Wow, that sounds just lovely, but are you finished? Can you walk?
Yes, yes, I'm finished. Oh. Thank you. I'm all ready to go. How are you? I didn't even ask.
You don't need to know. And she just shoos you back out.
Okay, all right. Are you sure you don't want to nip with me?
No. She shuts the door.
All right. Finest lady I've ever met. I turn and walk away. What a woman.
Okay. Well, Captain disappears back into the duskfall fog. Back at the downtrodden toad, Squish chuckles. How you doing? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just trying to enjoy my holy water.
I assume we're trying to bond, I think we're trying to bond. We've been drinking. I'm not really sure how it's going, though.
So, Tawny, let's see how it's drinking. Let's see how it's going. How it's
drinking.
That's drinking, bud.
Not well. Tawny's just sitting there with his head between his hands, and he's just like, "I've made so many bad choices."
You know what? You just gotta love yourself, man. You just gotta.
Can I buy him drugs?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
What?
Toad, Mr. Toad, you got drugs. This seems like a place that has drugs.
Jugs? Oh, no. There's plenty of jugs here.
No, drugs.
Listen, and he gets real serious for a second, and he's like, "You're not going to buy drugs in here, and you're not going to bring them in here. I don't even care if you bring them in here, but keep your damn mouth shut. There's no drugs in here. But if you do want some, you got to go around back. Just start asking around, but don't do it in my store. This is a good family establishment. I'm trying to build a business here." And he points, and there's small children just kind of hanging around the bar.
Why would they be selling? Oh, I hear you. Yeah, wink, wink. I say out loud.
I said that part out loud too. And I'm going to go out towards the alley. I'm going to stumble out. And I say, "Squish, I know what this party needs." And I stumble outside.
If you say onions, I'm going to be mad.
No, I don't think they sell onions in the alley.
I'm going to be so mad.
Wait, do they?
God, I don't know.
All right, we'll see.
You like onions, you eat cat food. You're an enigma.
You're making me hungry. All right, well, see you later.
And I stumble out the front door, and you see me walk in one direction and then see me turn around and walk the other direction.
You, as you stumble out of the alley, you are now, out of this restaurant, you're in the alley, people are just kind of keeping an eye on you and watching you. Tawny follows, because he doesn't really know what else to do at this point. And you stumble down the street together.
Oh, you didn't see you there. Boy, you're a big fella, aren't you?
And he really is. He, has no neck, and he's just, walking. But he's also, pathetically drunk and kind of, just crying at this point. And he's just like, I don't know where everything went wrong. I was supposed to go to school. I was supposed to be a plumber. But there's no indoor plumbing yet in this world. Oh, what are you going to do with a plumber?
That is a real terrible luck of the draw.
What a plumber is before indoor plumbing? It's the guy who cleans the outhouse.
Oh, we just go in the hole. It's a rather big hole, so you can't miss it. however, You know what? I know it'll cheer you up. And I don't know. Do I have any sort of background in, you know, the underbelly?
You know that prostitute. Well, you just go and talk to her. But
yeah.
You know the brothel. I mean, I don't know. Tell me, do you have any experience in the underground?
No, but I do now.
Okay.
I have a list here of people that I may know. One of them is Veldrin, the psychonaut. But I can't go to her because that's too close to my vest. But I will go to Stasia, an apothecary, which I believe is a drug maker.
So as you stumble down this alley, you come across the shop that seems a bit cleaner than the others. It's a little bit nicer. And as you walk in, there's a very tall woman in there. She has very long brown hair, and she's just kind of like a jewelry counter person. If you ever see those, you know, where they're very nice, they're very posh, but they're not friendly in the slightest. And she's she kind of just cracks a smile and she goes, "Is there anything I can help you find today?"
Oh yeah, hello. I'm Charles Ander, and I am sober. And here is my sober friend, Tawny.
And she has a smile on her face, but when she says that your name is Charles Ander, it kind of just like falters ever so slightly, and she's like, "Oh, well, it's nice to meet you and your sober friend." Yes. Is there any particular curative or undulates or preventatives that you're thinking about? And you look at the walls, and unlike Skylock's place, which is very messy and organic, this is very clean, very tidy. Everything's in like glass jars and labeled nicely with a little script. It's very clean and very organized in there.
Well, I've just come into some money, and well, you see, my friend's depressed, so we need some go-go fun, the jewel flack of a better term, drugs.
You sound like somebody who's never had drugs asking for drugs.
Yeah.
She goes, sir, I don't know what kind of establishment you think this is, but as you see, we just sell herbs, curatives, additives, preventatives, not any addictives, if you understand my meaning.
I see. So, yes, we need some curative of the real bummer that this guy is. So what do you have to cure that?
Are you asking for antidepressants or hardcore drugs? I can't tell.
Whatever she's got for a reasonable price.
She sighs. And she doesn't say anything, but she reaches out her hand and she kind of just taps on the desk.
What's that supposed to symbol? Do you want me to look in that glass or in that desk or what? What are we doing here? Let's pretend like I've never done this before.
I can tell. So usually people. Mm-hmm. Patients, we have a curative, but it is a pay up front sort of thing. And she taps the table again.
Well, I assume we weren't going to pay after we took it. Then you'd have no leverage.
It's strange how you say that, and yet there is no money on this table.
Wait, so you want me to put money on the table? Why didn't you just say that?
Sir, if you could, and she's like looking around, just keep your voice down. And normally what you do is you put 2 coin on the table, and then I will lead you to a private exam room, and we can take a look at your friend and see what's wrong with him.
I promise I'm not a cop. And I put 2 coins on the table.
She puts her hand over it and just kind of slides it towards her and just sticks it in her apron pocket, and she goes, "That's reassuring. If you'd like to come with me," and she kind of nods towards this back door, and opens it. And as soon as you walk in, it's like a completely different environment. It's dark. It's dingy. You can kind of just hear some smells. You hear some music. And you walk around this small corridor until you get into the back, which is basically an open den. There are beds on the and cots everywhere. There's like pieces of fabric dividing the beds, but it's all open. There are people laying on the beds. They're in various states of
undress.
Consciousness, no. some people are laying out and they're sleeping, or they look like they're passed out. Other people are like talking and laughing with each other. Some are like laying in bed and kind of just giggling to themselves. But you can tell that everybody here has been smoking something, and because you can smell this kind of like heavy tobacco-y smell in the air. She leads you over to a pair of empty cots, and she puts her hands out, and she explains. She's like, well, for what you've bought, you can have an hour in here, and this is yours. And she hands you a small pot of kind of sticky brown leaves, and she goes, after today, when you take this, promise you won't come back, because that was quite a scene.
Oh dear, I feel like I upset you.
Well,
but I'm just going to try and cheer up my friend here. So we are going to, but it says you smoke it, huh?
Yes, you, you know what, let me find someone to help you. I think you need a little assistance. And
a guide, she calls to speak.
Yeah, some sort of guide. And she calls to somebody else, and this little old man comes like up, scuttling up to you, and he's kind of like old and decrepit and can't quite see very well. And he takes the leafy substance for you, and he kind of like, you sees him kind of messing around with it with some bowls and stuff there. And he sets out in front of the two of you a little bowl with a little brown substance in it. And he goes, are you ready, sirs?
Well, I'm ready. Are you ready, Tawny? I feel like this is really going to set our lives straight, especially yours.
Tawny's got like red eyes, and he's just like looking up, and he just sniffs. The little guy in front of you says, okay, on count of three, I light and you sniff. Ready?
Okay. And I grab a pinkies with Tawny, and I say, all right, let's go.
The guy pulls out his little matchbooks. He strikes his match. He lights yours. He lights the other one. He goes, one, two, three. And he takes your head and essentially puts them down into the little bowls. Kind of like he's giving you like a wet, like a, not a wet willy. You know, when you dunk someone's head in the toilet. What do they call those? Flushies? Swirlies?
A swirly, yeah.
Yeah, just pick your head right into the bowl.
Whoa. I assume it's happening to me. It's a rush of euphoria, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that feels like.
You inhale and everything gets a little fuzzy. Everything gets a little bit lighter. Everything feels a little bit nicer.
Wow. This is great. Why didn't we do this sooner?
Because as you guys smoke, you start to cough. Your eyes start to burn a little bit. Even though you're enjoying yourself, we're going to do a roll for both you and for Tawny, okay, to see how this affects you and see if you're going to do better. So we're going to do simple best of, you know, odds and evens. You know, if it's over, if it's odds, you do great. If it's evens, you don't do so great. Ready?
Oh boy. All right.
Hey, you do good.
Odds all right, are good. But one good.
Both one of good. Us? Chuckles. No, he's going to roll his own.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I hope he freaks out.
Oh, no, and he breaks me in half.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he does pretty good.
He's doing better.
All right.
He does pretty good. So he starts to feel better, and you're feeling okay, too.
All right.
All right.
As the mood kind of gets better, some musicians are in the corner. They start playing some music. Tawny's, like, starting to lighten up a little bit, and he's staring at you, Chuckles, and you go, both have kind of this dumb grin on your face, and you're like, well, Chuckles, how do you do it?
How do I do what?
How do you live?
Oh, I just never stop. I just keep going and never look back and never really think about what I'm doing.
An object in motion stays in motion.
Oh my God, you're so profound.
Oh, it's brilliant. But like, have you ever just stopped?
What? No, you never stop. I mean, sometimes you need to go to sleep. So I guess you stop then, but really, no, just go with the flow, man. Just do whatever, you know, is going around. Just do that.
All right, Chuckles. You don't have to answer this, but I gotta know, man. Like,
no, I am not gay.
Well, okay.
Sorry, I was getting a vibe.
Okay. I'm not gay either. Definitely not gay, he says.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, that'd be really awkward.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. I'm sure it's really, really fun. Just not for me.
I wouldn't know. Never done it. Okay. But the question I was asking, since we're on the gay subject, is what's with the nut punching, man?
Who told you about that?
I witnessed it myself.
You were there? You saw that?
No. How many times has that happened? Man, I heard.
Well.
Everyone's heard.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just something that I've done. I'm a small man, both literally and figuratively. And it makes me feel powerful. You know, you're a big man. I always wish I could be a big man. But I'm not a big man. And, you know, I don't really, you know, I'm not imposing. But, you know, when I punch someone down south, they feel my power. And it's quite addicting. I've been trying to stop and have more honor, but it turns out I'm just not a very honorable person.
But, I mean, that's like such a low blow, man. I mean, honor literally. Aside, I mean, has anyone punched you in the nuts before, man?
No, actually, now that you mention it, you're not gonna hit me, are you?
I mean, I feel like it's, you know, like, you got to know what you're going through, right?
Oh, like when you bite a kid that's been biting too many other kids?
Yeah, I mean, that's
sick.
Yeah.
You're sick. You're a sick man biting children.
I mean, I guess, I did grow up rough. You know, I am a big guy, but it's not so easy being a big guy, you know, because you're a big guy and everyone thinks, oh, he's a big guy. He can do big man things. He can beat people up with no issue. But nobody thinks that the big man has big emotions.
You have big emotions? Is that why you've been crying this entire time?
I'm crying now, and he's still got tears on his face.
Oh. Don't cry. If you're crying, that means you've stopped and you're looking backwards. What did I say? Never stop.
Don't stop.
But what are you running from?
Well, just everything. I feel like if I stop, everything will catch up with me. But if I keep moving, it'll never catch up. And I will just keep on going. That's just how it is.
Well, here's to you, man. And he picks up his little drug jar and he cheers it with you. Hey.
And then we take a big old sniff.
Take a big old sniff.
Wow. I love this stuff. We should do this every day.
Oh, no, you definitely don't want to do that. That guy that we saw earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know him. He's only like 24, man. This stuff rots your brain.
Holy shit, how old am I?
That's a good question. We've been asking ourselves that this entire time.
I'm a rough 18, man.
You are a big 18. You're big for your size.
Oh, I'm big for a lot, yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing this. I do feel better, and I feel kind of bad, because I think there should be something you should know.
Are you gay?
No, I mean, but if I was, that wouldn't be what I'm... Listen!
Okay,
Baz isn't going to let you leave the city.
Baz who?
My boss, your former boss.
Listen, to remember things requires me to stop and look backwards. And I'm always looking forwards.
Listen, I get that, but he's not going to let you leave the city. You know he has control of the docks, right? Like, that's where he is. He is the dock.
Shit, that's where the boats are.
Yeah, that's how you leave the city, man. I don't think he's going to let you go without a fight.
Oh, boy. I need to go. Okay. And you too. You can come with. Actually, you should come with. Don't stay here. You'll turn into that old turtle man. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Drive.
The captain is for sure going to the docks right now, and he's all alone, and he possesses no skills.
So you two drop your little drug jars and bolt back out into the street and continue running down the street. Squish, what's up with you?
Oh, so after I see the two leave out of the bar to very obviously go get drugs.
How was it obvious?
You pretty much screamed in the bar.
We're getting drugs.
At Rigney, do you sell drugs here?
I thought I was whispering.
Yeah, you weren't. Oh, that's not the point. You're not here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are outside.
So, I'm still at the Downtrodden Toad, like right after you guys left. I want to ask Rigney how much it would take to become a business partner. You know, Rigney, I always see this place full. You must be raking it in. Hand over boot. That steps on your face as a toad or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a very ugly man. That's the gist.
not what I was getting at. But I want to become a partner in this place.
Partner?
Yeah.
He thinks, and he's like, well, I have been thinking of opening a franchise.
All right.
Here's my thought. Listen, this town's not very nice. There's not a lot of really good places to eat, and people don't need good places to eat. What they want is fast, cheap, affordable beer and liquor. And I'm thinking we can open one of these on every corner.
Every corner?
We'll start with another one, maybe on the other side of town. That might be a good start.
That's probably a good start, yeah.
How much would it cost?
Yeah.
Perhaps in the sewer.
Well,
by the docks, I think is a good area.
Docks, that's a smart. A lot of workers, a lot of people coming, need lunch. Nobody wants to pack their lunch. There's no refrigeration. What are you going to do? Salt it?
I've never even heard of refrigeration.
I know. It's not even existing.
I think you're just making stuff up now.
Let me think. Well, to be a partner, you're going to start your own? You're going to build your own?
I mean, I was thinking about just buying shares of this place, but...
Okay. It would be 6 coin. My average weekly take is about 2 coin a session. We're going to say 2 coin a session. So how about this? You buy in for 6... And we'll see how it goes from there. Hopefully we'll be able to get this business booming.
Okay, I can do that. Do I get to cook the food? Because I just lost a job.
I mean, sure. Usually we pay people to cook, but if you want to pay me to cook, I say go for it.
I'll pay you to be part of it, then I'll cook here and it'll increase business.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that works. I mean, we could start offering food considering, you guys have never ordered the food here, but I gotta tell you, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I can tell. You'd serve your drinks in boots.
It's, you know, it's weird. You asked for it once, and I thought, these assholes, what are they going to do with drinking out of boots? But wouldn't you know it, that's what people noticed. And now I got all these boots people leave me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That should knock down my price to $5.
All right, you won me over. You're going to buy in for $5. You're going to start working here, and I'll split my profits with you. Should be about 2 coin a week or so.
All right, that sounds great to me.
Perfect. Well, I'd say get back there and cook with what you can find, but there's not much, so.
You got onions? I got an onion guy.
There's some potatoes, there's some questionable meat, some slightly overdone pastry. I mean, it's really just whatever I find for leftovers, honestly. I'm not a very good cook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no wonder why nobody comes here for the food.
You know, if you slather things in gravy, people really like to eat it. And I think that might be a direction you could go in. Gravy.
Gravy? Okay. I will definitely think about gravy. Let me get back there and cook something for you so you know what I can bring to the table.
You know what other people don't like? They don't like too many spices. Too many flavors confuse the tongue.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I guess we'll see. And he sends you back into the kitchen, which is significantly less nice than the Golden Plum. It's kind of just got one counter, one table. Everything seems a little greasy, a little dirty. The bowls are all kind of gross.
You wanted this.
You paid for this.
I paid for this.
There's one kind of dull yellow light in there that just kind of like flickers a little bit.
All right. Well, can I make the boom boom sauce?
You definitely have the recipe for that. That's definitely within your power to make. Yeah.
All right. I go up and I assume Rigney's got a cigar on him. He looks like that kind of guy.
Yeah, he probably does, but it's probably like a cigar that's maybe been like burned a little bit already. Maybe he kind of just snuffed it out real quick.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I take that and I make that the same squishy boom boom thing.
Okay.
That I did at the Golden Lily?
The Golden Plum, yeah.
Yeah, that was close. Yeah, form to try.
Okay.
And I bring it out to him. This is also my way to relieve stress.
Yes.
Okay. For him to try and see what he says.
Okay. Let's see your stress roll. See how much stress you reduce.
All right. And what is that again? I can't. I know we've done it a dozen times.
It is the lowest attribute that you have. So in this case, it's along the side. So it's a 1 for resolve.
Oh, okay. So I just roll 1?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Not good.
Well, you relieve 2 stress, though. That's not bad.
No, but can I pay to do it again?
Sure.
All right. I'll take 1 stash out of my... Oh.
Yeah, so you make the ingredients, maybe you're not happy with it, you go out, you buy some more, it's going to cost you 1 coin. Yeah, you can reduce your stress.
Okay, again? It turned out the same!
You take the dish to Rigney, and he looks at it, and he's like, kind of pokes it a little bit, and he's like, ugh. Well, I don't know what you made, but I appreciate the effort, and well, it's got to be better than what I usually make. And he kind of cuts into it, and he takes a bite, and he goes, kind of scrunches his face. He's like, I don't know if it'll sell, but it's better than what I ate last night, which was nothing.
You ate nothing yesterday?
I drank too much beer.
Oh, that's like a type of food.
I guess so. I had a full tummy.
It's a ham sandwich.
Oh, it's a ham sandwich?
Yes.
All right. Well, so you've reduced some stress. So has everyone done one downtime or Tiger?
I didn't. I basically did. Yeah. Drugs, but I didn't. I don't know. Did you charge me one of my downtimes for that?
I don't think so, because it's not like a healing. You didn't really, I mean, benefit yourself in any way.
I don't know.
I guess so. You did bond Tawny.
I had a good time. I feel like
I mean, I'll count it as one of your downtime.
No. I want more benefits.
Okay. Well, then do you want to do a downtime activity? Do you want to heal yourself or reduce your stress or work on a project?
I'm running, like, I don't know. I'm really worried about the captain because I know that all he's been talking about is that stupid boat for way too long. And that Baz is going to be looking out for him, that it's almost a trap. And while we're running down, I'm sort of dragging Tawny, but he's sort of getting the idea. And there's several, as we run down the street, there are several onion carts that we run by. And I just want to snatch onions on my way and eat them, kind of like Popeye, also apples.
So they'll boost your ability to run faster.
Well, I mean, my original idea was to relieve some stress. I think I have some stress, but yes, yeah, kind of as a downtime thing, right?
Yeah. So that would be your downtime activity. I like the idea too that maybe you guys are just really high too, and you're just kind of like having this little adventure to yourselves.
Yeah,
like you're just running down the street and like shouting, and you're like, "We got to hurry! We got to hurry!" And people are just like, "What is going on here?"
And I grab an onion from one of the carts and I toss it to Tawny and I say, "Eat this!" And just in this complete manic episode,
he'll bite into it and it's a sharp onion, so he's like, "Ah!" Makes a face.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, Charles Xander, you can roll for stress relief. So you're gonna you have no resolve. You would roll two resolve. And then take your lowest.
All right.
Rough.
Two.
Two.
So that's the two onions. Stress.
You reduce two stress.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He does. Oh, he has none in resolve.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Are we getting one downtime or two downtimes?
So you get two downtimes each.
Okay.
So everyone's used one. You used yours to reduce your stress as you ran.
I'll keep my one like everyone else did so I don't get behind.
Okay. Do we want to take a quick break or just keep going?
I gotta get some allergy pills. I'm going crazy over here.
Okay.
Take a break.
Let's take a quick one.
Thank you.
Can I just come into you scatting?
Yeah.
Cool. How was your vacation?
Oh, it wasn't a vacation. It was a work trip, and it was okay, but I was so happy to be home.
Oh, really?
Where'd you go? Sweden.
You went to Sweden on a work trip, and you're like, I can't wait to go back to Lockport, Illinois?
My company is located in Sweden, but they're not located in, like, Stockholm or in Denmark and Copenhagen. It's a tiny town, like, the size of Kirkland is where the office is. And then there's, like, a slightly bigger town nearby where people can, like, stay. But, dude, it was, like, socializing from, like, 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. at night. And then, like, I'd go to bed and wake up. Like I'd have to be at work with my, like, coworkers or do things with my coworkers all day. We'd go home, like, go back to the hotel for, like, 45 minutes. And then they'd, like, meet up for dinner and just drink all night. Uh-huh. And it was, like, 10 days of that. And at the end of it, I was like, I'm so tired. I just want to sleep. It was good. I mean, it was fun. Denmark's cool. If you ever get a chance to go to Denmark, I highly recommend it. Copenhagen was a ball. I didn't get to spend much time, like, traveling, which just sucked. Brandon did, though. He went to Stockholm. I don't know if he can hear us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Stockholm. That was where I stayed at the Hotel Diplomat.
Oh, yeah, I remember that picture.
Yeah, yeah, I was there by myself. It was very cold there and very expensive.
And, that sounds about right.
There was an awesome ship there called the Vasa. Did I tell you about that?
No.
It's a ship that was in the 1600s that Sweden made for their war against Poland, and it was built too high and too narrow, and the wind knocked it over in the bay on its maiden voyage, and it sunk to the bottom. And because the Baltic Sea is so cold and so unsalted, it didn't get destroyed. It was very well preserved. And so in the 60s, they raised it and pretty much rebuilt it from, like, all of its original pieces, and it's, like,
oh, wow.
Amazing. It's amazing looking. It's, like, 95% of the original ship, you know? Like, I think the masts, they redid the masts just to give you perspective on it, but it's this huge building with this massive ship in it, like a four-story tall building.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool, really interesting stuff. Yeah, I really enjoyed that a lot, you know, because it's just cool because it's, like, a different time, different era. They, like, had a bunch of different models talking about, like, you know, the building of the ship and what the interior looked like. There was like 400 some people that would be on the ship, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like seeing the USS Constitution in Boston.
Yeah.
Like just to see like how the ships actually were at that time.
Oh, it sounds like miserable too.
Yeah.
Like, I complain about airplane travel, but ships don't, being on a ship in the
months at a time 1600. In those cramped spaces.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, that was a cool part, a ship.
There's a lot of moose in Sweden. They have a large moose population, the largest. And I was driving with this guy into work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we thought we saw a deer crossing the road, but it was a moose instead. Those things are huge. I mean, I know they're big, but until I saw it, I was like, oh my God, it's massive.
Yeah. See pictures online of like people like driving next to moose and like they're in these pickup trucks and the moose is like not comparable, but like,
yeah,
they're pretty big compared.
They're vermin. They need to be exterminated. They're like deer over there.
Oh,
do deer need to be exterminated?
In some cases, yeah. That's why deer season really exists, because deer overpopulate really easily.
Yeah.
I think hunted, but I don't know, extermination, that's a little...
Well, fair. I mean, tomato, potato. Mm-hmm. But, no, I was just joking about it. Apparently, Sweden does have the highest moose population in the world, so there you go.
Huh.
What about reindeer?
No.
Specifically reindeer.
I had reindeer. We had reindeer steaks.
How was it?
Kind of like, I guess gamey is the word. Like, a little bit more stringy than regular steaks. You know? Like, it, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say it, like, fell apart, but, like, when you were eating it, it felt more like you were, like, pulling pieces off than, like, a normal steak. But it was okay. It was good. I mean, a lot of red meat in general. I ate a lot of red meat.
But I love Europe.
Lots of cheese. I didn't eat that because I can't, but, like, every meal had, like, a cheese option.
I like their coffee.
Yeah, coffee's super strong.
Oh, really? I wouldn't expect that from Sweden.
Oh, no, her boss complains about how weak our coffee is all the time.
Well, so, all right, who wants to start round two downtime?
Okay, I'm kind of like, I'm kind of skipping my way right down towards the docks. Because I figure that's the best place to get my navigation device for the ship. I think in my estimate as a brilliant pirate captain, we only really need like a long pole and maybe like a steering rod. You know, and that should probably fix the whole thing. I mean, I didn't really talk with the tinkerer about this, but...
I have a name. Pretty sure.
I didn't really talk to Tinkerbell about this. But I'm sure this will all work, and I'm like just really just in a really chipper mood. And yeah, I make my way down to the docks. What time of day is it?
Wednesday.
It's like early afternoon.
Okay, so people are there.
Like a light.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, it's busy. Like you're going to a shop, right? Is that what I'm getting? That you're going to like a place to buy the rest of your navigation? You worked on part of it. You've made as much as you can. Now you're going to buy the last piece.
Yeah.
American Sales.
Yep. Buy domestic.
Yeah. So as you're skipping down to the dock, you see a store that looks like it's selling, you know, the sort of items that you need. And you walk
in. Can I guess
in.
The name?
Sure.
Is it Sales of Sales?
Which sales is first?
That's a good, that, yes.
And when you walk in, you see kind of like just a middle-aged sailor bloke with like, you know, with the little like white suit and his little blue beret. And he goes, ah, I can see a fellow sailor when they walk in. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, I am a sailor and a sir. I need a navigation device for a barge.
Barge, eh?
Any yeah, I think, honestly, I think it's just got to be like, you know, a stick about, you know, a pole about, I don't know, 8 feet tall. On top of it, put a steering wheel. Bottom of it, maybe something, I don't know.
Well, I know what you're talking about, sir, but I got some questions, some follow-up questions, if you don't mind me. You said you're navigating a barge, right?
Yeah.
So you're going up and down the rivers and the canals of Doskoval, of course.
Possibly an ocean.
A what, sir?
An ocean.
What ocean?
I mean, it depends on... I'm not sure yet. I haven't looked at my maps yet, but I plan on figuring that out.
You're not talking about the void, see? You're pulling my leg. It's pretty hard, considering one's a fake one. And he pulls up his little stump of a leg.
That's what you're looking at. It does say the void, see? The X, I gotta go to this X. I hide the map real quick, like, you know. That's where I gotta go.
So you're telling me you want to take a barge, which... It typically just floats out. I guess all boats float on the surface, but you're going to take a barge, which is normally known for, you know, pretty calm water, smooth sailing, you know, and you're gonna put it on the void sea, a sea which is known for both its monsters and its storms.
Yes.
you're gonna need a good navigation device then, huh?
Oh, I'm sure. You have a very fine establishment here. I'm sure you can help me out. And I'm looking around, and it looks like a tackle shop, like with fishing, and it's got like nautical puns all over the wall. You know, like
it's more of like a fishing decor shop.
Yeah, it's like welcome home, please. You know, and,
turns out
I'd rather be fishing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Turns out it's a fast food joint.
Turns out it's just a tackle shop.
Well, I wouldn't want to take your money unjustly, he says. But it seems to me you've got quite a challenge on your hand. Now you got some sales, right?
Yes. Maybe.
All right, but you don't have a steering vessel.
That is the navigation system is in lacking. Right now, we're more of a autopilot, freeform is what we kind of do with the ship. It seems to be working out. We just, you know, throw an anchor, you know, a cinder block out. I mean, an anchor out into the water, and it seems to stop it from going too far.
Yes, an anchor would work in a canal that has about 8 feet of water altogether. Right. But you're going into the void sea, you know, so you're gonna need an anchor, of course, a big anchor, and lots of rope.
Yes, but let's worry about the navigation system first, because I need that first. I'm sure we can. I have a lot of junk on this barge. I can pretty sure I can figure something out with a better anchor. Don't try to upsell me, salesman.
Oh, you got me. You got me. I definitely wasn't trying to upsell you and not trying to make you see the craziness of your actions. But you're right. You're going to need a good strong steering wheel to get you through the void sea. I happen to have something that you can definitely see. You know, it is going to cost you a little bit.
All right. What's the damage?
Well, let me see here. You're saying you don't want the anchor.
No anchor.
And you don't.
I mean,
you don't want any more sales.
I need to know how much this is going to cost before I buy. I need to nail the navigation first.
I'm trying to get your bill, see, but we run specials, you know. If you get an anchor, you get the rope, you know, for a discount. And if you get the sails, you get the rigging for a discount. And if you get the wheel, you get, you know.
The sale of sales.
Salesman of sales. I get it. I finally realized the name of the place is why you named it.
But okay, all right. I'll be straight with you. One sailor, one sea dog to another. How big is the barge?
About a score.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty big barge. I've got a wheel. Now, look, I got to say, just so I can sleep well at night, this is a crazy idea. Barge ain't going to last on the void sea. If you're not, you don't have any protection against storms, you don't have any protection against whales. But
whales?
Leviathans, sir. But
wait, whales exist in the sea?
Leviathans.
Leviathans like too? Whales. I thought storms only happen on the land. I could have swore I read that somewhere.
You're a good sailor, I can tell. you got fine sea sense.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna try to to charge you too much money or take you for a ride. So I'll cut it to you straight. For 2 coin, I got the best steering wheel.
Sold.
All right. And he turns around and there's like a steer, like a little like boat wheel that's been attached to the wall, and he just picks it up and he hands it over to you.
Does it have a rod that goes with it?
Well, sir, now that'll cost you extra. I'm just kidding with you. Of course it comes with our rod house. You're going to attach it to your barge.
You got me, salesman.
So he rummages around back and finds a very long rod for you to attach the wheel to. And he hands it over to you.
All right. Have we made an accord?
With me, sir?
Yeah.
Do you need a receipt?
No, but do you want to have a drink on my... I'm about to finish my ship. Let's have a drink. And I pull out a whiskey bottle.
Ah, from well, where? You know.
My frock. Where else? Come on, sir, let's do it.
All right, I'll let you have... You can have one drink. I'll have one drink on you.
Hooray! Because guess what? That is my... it helps my stress.
Yeah.
How much does that bring my stress down? Because that's my vice, right? Drinking.
I mean, you already used your downtime, but you can roll. Let's see what you roll your stress for.
What do I roll?
Two.
To die. Failure.
Well, no, just three.
Oh. So what do I bring it down by, the stress?
By three?
Cool. How do I get it to go away?
You'd have to roll at this point. Have you taken your stress down?
No, I can't bring it down.
You just unclick it.
It's not working for me. Oh, there it goes.
Okay. I reclicked one. Sorry. There. It's gone.
Oh, okay. So I bring it down by three, you said?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you have one stress left, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
You'd have to roll.
Yeah, don't. I wouldn't recommend doing it again because you can overindulge.
And then you'll get another harm.
No, I'm fine. That's all. I kind of feel like I just got two birds with one stone. So.
Yeah, I'm going to count that as your long-term activity since you basically paid just to get the rest of the ship fixed.
Yeah. And I got drunk with the salesman.
Well, he had a drink. You've continued to drink. And as you leave the store, you run into an out-of-breath Tawny and Chuckles.
Hey! And I'm like shaking this. Look at how beautiful it is. It's like a nice wheel, good nice knobs. Look at those knobs. And I'm like really excited.
Listen to me. Look at it. Yeah, that's great. You got ripped off. You got ripped off. But I think we can make it work. No.
Cabin boy. We are going to sail the sea. I put my arm around you, and we're going to sail the sea. And I'm pointing at the ocean with the rod and the wheel, you know, kind of like just pointing.
Okay, I feel like it undercuts your point, but the ocean is that way. But also, we can't go to the ocean.
We have to. We got to go get my ship.
Yes, but
I got to tell you, I'm a little drunk. I had a drink, Kipu, with that salesman.
Yes, he sold you a big stick.
And we're going to use it to fix the barge.
What the hell are we going to do with a big stick?
You put it in the middle, and you put it in that, and you attach it. And then you can drive the boat.
And you're going to like push it all the way down to the bottom of the ocean and like push off the ground? Yeah, that'll work in the canal. Who sold you this?
I don't know. He was wearing a sailor's uniform. I kind of took him at his word.
At that Long John Silver's over there?
Why are there all these franchises opening up around here? How many fast food places do we got here?
All right. Well, I think we'll figure something out. Yeah, we'll see. But no, the Baz.
What? Where? Hey. Where? Where?
Yeah, it turns out he's so mad at us, he's holding a grudge.
Oh. Over what?
Down at the docks.
No, why is he holding grudges?
Who the hell knows? I don't look backwards, I only look forward. That's new to my character. And now I'm going to do it every time.
You smell like drugs.
Nope, that's onions.
That is not onions.
Onions.
Have you been doing drugs?
Yes.
Listen. I feel like this conversation's been had with you about the nut punching, but we gotta talk. You can't be doing drugs. You're the cabin boy.
Yeah, but look how happy Tawny is. He loves drugs.
I just imagine him. He's like just sitting on the curb, like just all spaced out.
Still crying.
No, he's not crying anymore. He stopped that now. The drugs fixed the crying. But now, he's a little confused now.
He does look it.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's a fair trade.
Has he paid his dues? I feel like we're all just looking at him like kind of like a parent's looking at a child.
No.
He grows up so fast.
Now that you mentioned it, he has not paid his dues.
I'd say, Squish, check his wallet. Where's Squish? He's not here. Where's Squish? You didn't bring Squish?
Squish who? I only look forwards, not backwards.
Listen, you can't keep saying the same thing over and over again.
All right, we Did have I to find my already? Ship. We have to find my ship.
You can't. I got to tell you, I don't remember saying that. I feel like these drugs are starting to kick in.
Or, well, if they don't kick in, I'm going to kick you.
What?
Listen, Tinker.
Please stop calling me that. I have a name.
Chuckles.
Yeah, that's me.
We got to go tinker the barge, and then we can get away from Baz. We can leave the city and go to the Kahuna Wave, and then the ocean is ours, the old wide ocean. We can pillage. We can smuggle. We can sit on the boat in our underwear all day.
Not as attracted to the ocean as you are. I can really sit with my underwear anywhere, but I would love to tinker that barge.
Let's go tinker that barge, my lad.
Okay.
Okay, are you heading back to the fort?
The barge, man.
Yeah, we're...
Barge, sorry.
I think I remember attaching it to the bottom of a stream.
The bottom? I hope not.
You get back to the barge, and you start to assemble the rest of the ship. You start to tinker it together. You only need one to complete this, so you're going to get it. But do you want to roll anyway to see how well of a job, good of a job you do, Chuckles?
Yeah, but I'm going to do an awesome job.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to do great. It's okay. You're probably going to make it even better because. I mean, you're going to need to.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, I'm not happy with this guy that sold you this equipment.
It's just a wheel and a rod. It's like a pinwheel. Like, you ever see those pinwheels and you just a big version of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you bought a Happy Meal.
He pulled it off
success.
The wall.
Success. You successfully managed to take the captain's scraps and turn it into a functional wheel. With a proper rudder, that's what the pole is for, the rudder.
Okay.
You managed to figure that out, so you can actually steer now. You also have some sails.
All right.
So you can catch the wind.
Okay.
Yeah! Sails! Woo! I'm like,
just yelling, woo!
I'm just like cheering you on every time you accomplish one of your feats of technological daring do. Like, you know, you just jam the wheel in and out. I'm like, yeah! You raise the sails up. Yeah!
Just watching over my shoulder?
Well, you know, moral assistance.
All right. Well, that's annoying.
Yeah!
Okay. Chuckles, do you want to have another, or Squish, either one of you have another downtime activity you'd like to look forward to or do?
I relinquish my time to Squish.
I would like to work on my rifle.
Just kidding. You're back, Captain. Okay. Chuckles. So you guys, this is a pretty fancy rifle that you're working on. You still have four more segments to fill. Do you and Chuckles want to work together on that?
Ideally, yeah.
Okay, I'll help.
Yeah.
What do I do? Do I get to roll again?
Yes, you get to roll and...
All right. Tinker. All right. Hell yes.
All right.
Success. So you, Chuckles disappears for a while into his
sweatshop.
What do you call it? What were we calling it? The laboratory?
Yeah.
In his laboratory. And, you hear some, you know, grunts and some muttering and he comes out with a brand new rifle. This is a very fine rifle, very accurate, very powerful. It's your rifle.
Oh, perfect. I like to imagine while he's working on it, I'm kind of like sitting like leaning over his shoulder, just like watching. It's and, like when, it's kind of like when you're like a kid and holding the flashlight for your dad.
That's like what I was like, doing for Chuckles, and I got yelled at.
I didn't yell, did I?
I'm gonna keep doing it. He's gonna yell at me. I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna have problems where I need to talk to a therapist about it years later. But I'm just gonna keep doing my best.
Well, congratulations. All right. Well, Chuckles, that leaves you. You have one more downtime activity.
That
you can take part in.
I don't know. I'm really having a blast. Can I have relieved stress from helping both of these people with their tinkering projects?
Well, what's your vice? It
has to be my vice, huh? My vice, I think, is just eating cat food, unfortunately.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to say yes, because I think the whole point of you working with your friends and both of them cheering you on and being very supportive of your work and how it's all synergy. So, yeah, go ahead and you can roll for to reduce your stress. Now, unfortunately, because you have no resolve, it will be two and you take the lesser of one.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Well, you don't ever add to your resolve.
It's almost as if you're rubbing it in.
No, I love the fact that you have no people skills. I think it's a great character trait.
I wonder if anybody else thinks that.
Nobody else thinks that.
You reduced three stress, which is very good because you only had four.
Oh, that was close. Nice.
I just imagine, all like, right. I'm sitting, I can see in the picture. I imagine we put the steering wheel, like, right in front of the hole, just in front of the door, like, looking out, because, like, that's where we, of course, where I would put it. And I imagine I'm just, like, I'm looking like Steamboat Willie, you know? Just, just whistling to myself.
I do have a question, though. How close are you to the hole?
I mean, if you
could, like... hole or hull?
Hole.
I mean, enough if someone pushed me, I could fall into it, but not so much that if I could walk into it like just, you know, drunkenly.
Well, so you don't, I mean, do you have to, can you use it while you're steering the boat, I guess is my question.
Yeah, I'm steering the boat looking out the front door here on the fixture.
Okay. All right. So you do have to, like, step away from the steering wheel to... say, relieve yourself.
I could just turn around.
Okay.
You keep one hand on the wheel and then just turn with the other and kind of aim.
Yeah. That's a good measurement for distance. Like, if I were to turn around and keep my hand on the wheel, I could probably aim and make it into the hole.
Number one or
not
two.
Not for the full stream, but for the initial.
Number one or two is a pretty important question.
Just one. I don't think two. Two, I did need to put it on autopilot.
That's where
which basically means I tie a rope to it with my hand and just back up.
Great. So now we're going to have to. That's something we're going to have to see.
Yeah. Well, you got to go sometimes.
Everybody, hold on. Captain's got to take a dump. It's going to be
well,
everyone turn around.
As you guys float down the sewers, discussing the peeing while steering situation. Meanwhile, up above in the docks, things are getting a little strange. Baz is currently walking around and he's talking to all of the ship merchants, including our, what was it? Long John Silver's cashier that we bought your supplies from. And he's talking to various, port authorities and captains, and he's, putting a picture up. He's giving them a poster, and the poster is of you three, and the poster on it says, do not give service to these men. They are wanted men.
Oh, shit. I knew I forgot something.
You brought it up very briefly.
Yeah, but then I forgot about it. I got into the zone.
Maybe Dee Dee one night, one afternoon while she's running around, comes back and she hands you guys the poster that she collected.
Well, that's not good.
Letting you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to show us the poster.
Dee Dee, what does this say?
I don't have one. I'm sorry, I don't have one.
Are you asking Dee Dee to read to us?
I don't think any three of us can read.
No.
What are you talking about? It's one of my vices is reading.
Oh, so yeah, you can read.
It just so happens my other vice is drinking.
Yeah. Which is significantly worse. Can't read.
Yeah, you keep saying that, too.
You said it.
Yeah, only when pressed.
Does it change the fact that you say it?
Yeah, so the sign just reads, it's a picture. It's a kind of a crude drawing of the three of you looking straight onto the camera, and it says, wanted men, do not service.
Well, guess what, guys? We're not being serviced anymore.
Do you think they hung this up in the brothels?
Do you think they hung this up in the bars? In the bookstores? Anywhere else?
We're in trouble, guys. We got to take Baz out.
What about the toad? We got to get out of here. What we got to do? We have to find my ship.
Well, I'm part owner of the toad now, guys. I don't know if I told you that.
You didn't.
Yeah, I bought half of the toad.
So does that mean we own half the toad? Like, because we're
no. Yeah. What does that mean for me? Exactly.
Yeah, we're a team. We're a team. We have all.
Yes. A dollar for one is a dollar for all. That's what we've always said.
Yeah, you get 10% off of your drinks.
I'll take it.
All right.
But.
You don't pay for your drinks anyway.
But now I'm getting 10% off. Yeah. So he's going to give me money to drink there.
That's not how that works.
I mean, the math checks out.
That's business.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, that's the end of the downtime session.